This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Monday, the 18th of October. The House of Commons has cleared its timetable today to dedicate the majority of the afternoon to pay tribute to Sir David Amess. The Conservative MP for Southend West died on Friday after being stabbed multiple times during a meeting with his constituents. On what's expected to be an emotionally charged day in the Commons, MPs will also remember their colleague James Brokenshire, who recently died of cancer. Meanwhile, The Times reports that the close ties between Sir David Amess and Qatar are part of the police investigation into his death. The 69-year-old was chairman of the all-party parliamentary group on the Gulf State and returned from his latest visit there last Wednesday. Dominic Kennedy is investigations editor for The Times.
Police are looking at all of the lines of inquiry that they can find, but one of those that they're having to look at is whether Sir David Amess's close ties with Qatar and his work to improve friendship between Britain and Qatar as an MP could have some relevance to what happened to him.
A 25-year-old man is continuing to be held under the Terrorism Act in connection with the death of Sir David. The head of business banking at NatWest says issues with supply chains are holding back growth among Britain's smaller companies. Andrew Harrison says not being able to get key goods and materials could become more damaging if the problems prove to be longer term. He added that small firms have also been hit by soaring prices for everything from raw materials and wages to fuel and energy, the likes of which have not been seen for more than a decade. From today, over 18s will have to show proof they've been fully vaccinated to enter nightclubs and large events in Scotland. The measures technically came into force at the start of October, but an 18-day grace period was announced following a backlash from the nighttime industry and significant problems with the new app. But Dr. Peter English, former chair of the British Medical Association's Public Health Committee, says this is a good idea.
The risk is considerably lower of transmitting the disease to somebody else once you've been vaccinated. And so if you know everybody's been fully vaccinated, you know that your risk is going to be lower and you can play your part by ensuring that you only go to places when you're fully vaccinated. So it is going to make a difference.
Meanwhile, nightclub owners are warning the lack of bouncers could be a threat to public safety. Last month, one in five businesses closed or reduced their hours because of a lack of security staff. Bouncer numbers have been dramatically reduced because many left the industry while clubs were closed during the pandemic. EU workers leaving the UK after Brexit has also added to the issue. Michael Kill is CEO of the Nighttime Industries Association.
The security sector, which is quite a refined job role and takes certain types of people, is becoming a challenge. And you also need to be licensed, which is the most important thing. So our biggest concern at the moment is public safety. And we need those people on the doors protecting our businesses as the front line of defence in terms of public safety.
And the first winners of Prince William's Earthshot Prize have been announced at a star-studded ceremony in London. The successful entrants from around the world were chosen for their groundbreaking solutions to the biggest environmental challenges facing our planet. They include two friends who grow coral and the country of Costa Rica. The five winners each receive £1 million. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.